Thank you. Civilians have always been the most vulnerable groups in armed conflicts. As this has always been the case, with the changing nature of the armed conflicts, civilians are even more exposed to adverse effects of use of conventional weapons. We have to include an additional reality to this picture. Today, terrorism, which has no limits to intensify its acts, no rules to abide, and no respect to human life, strikes fear into civilians in forms of suicide bombings, car bombs, and roadside explosives. Terrorists mostly use civilian concentrated areas as safe havens for their heinous acts. Faced with this complex reality, there is an increased expectation to find solutions. However, in doing so, we should seek lasting solutions rather than quick but not comprehensive remedies to this problem. Mr. President, Turkey shares the growing concerns over devastating impacts of armed conflicts on civilians and conducts all operations in compliance with IHL. We closely follow different initiatives at different platforms which aim to address this pressing international problem. All these initiatives have something in common. It is to strengthen the respect to and compliance with the IHL. This year, within the context of the CCW, two workshops were organized by our German delegation on this matter. We thank them for their efforts. Our German colleagues also submitted a working paper based on the discussions at the workshops. As it was circulated less than the 6 weeks before this meeting, we had a limited time to study the working paper. Therefore, I would like to share our preliminary views on it and our general approach to the issue at hand. During the discussions that took place throughout the year, the importance of adherence to IHL was strongly expressed by all delegations. However, as the IHL is very comprehensive and covers broader issues, we are not sure whether the CCW is the appropriate forum to discuss the implementation of IHL rules, including mitigating the civilian harm from use of explosive weapons. Given the difficult financial situation of different platforms, it is also important to avoid duplication of the efforts on this matter. In any endeavor to minimize the adverse effects of armed conflicts on civilians, there is a need to make a clear distinction between non-state actors and terrorist groups. Non-state actor is an ambiguous term and it is not clearly defined in international law. Therefore, we are strongly against to any engagement with terrorist groups by using the term non-state actor. Needless to say, terror organizations cannot be considered as a party to any armed conflicts. Mandate of CCW should not be extended. Turkey has reservations on Article 1 and 7 of this convention. Besides, Turkey is not a state party to the additional protocols of Geneva Convention and believes that not all provisions of the additional protocols have reached to the level of customary international law. In any further efforts in the context of CCW, role of non-state actors, as indicated in the working paper, should not be exploited. Sovereign rights of the high contracted parties and clear provisions of Geneva Conventions should be respected in all types of international cooperation and assistance. Mr. President, having underlined the main concerns of Turkey, we will continue to closely follow the issue. Thank you.
I thank the